This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. So there was a huge announcement by NASA recently where they claimed to have discovered organic molecules on Mars. This is a very big deal in the science community, but it shouldn't be because, as I've covered on naturalnews.com, NASA had proof of microbial life on Mars in 1976 with, I believe it was the Viking mission. I think it was 76. I'd have to check my notes, but the Viking mission landed a simple mass spec instrument on the surface of Mars, and it was designed by a scientist whose name I can't even remember, and you don't know either because NASA covered up the greatest discovery in the history of space exploration. This scientist should be a household name, but we don't recall his name because his findings were covered up by NASA. His mass spec instrument found irrefutable evidence of microbial biology, active living biology, that produced waste products of biology, of microbial life, in other words. And this was detected by the mass spec sensor using a radioisotope that was being taken up by the microbes and then processed and then detected by the instruments. It was irrefutable. In fact, Carl Sagan, the famed science fiction writer, called this scientist, whose, again, name I don't remember, to congratulate him on the greatest discovery in the known universe. And other people called him. This guy was celebrating at NASA. This was a huge, huge finding, one of the greatest discoveries in the history of science, and NASA buried it. And they buried it for a political reason. Now, by the way, I'm the publisher of space.news. So if you want to learn about the latest space missions and astronomy findings and so on, go to space.news. And across our websites, we cover the cover-ups, including the cover-up of life on Mars by NASA. Now, NASA had decided in the 1970s to slowly leak out the possibility of microbial life on other planets, but not to let it out too quickly, because they thought the Christian-based and Muslim-based and just all the religious groups of the world would totally freak out. There would be total global chaos, which is wrong, I think. That's wrong. That's not what would happen. But they've been slowly leaking it out over time, only at a pace that they are comfortable with. And now they've decided to announce that there are organic molecules on the surface of Mars. And they say this could lead them to possibly documenting life at some future date. BS, there's life on Mars right now in certain areas. And the reason there are organic molecules on Mars is because there are organic organisms producing organic molecules. Now, let me give you a little science lesson here, a little chemistry lesson, because when they say organic molecules, what are they talking about exactly? This is a chemistry term, and it's organic versus inorganic. Now, inorganic molecules, typically, with very few exceptions, do not have carbon in them. Inorganic molecules are things like sodium chloride, table salt. You notice it has a sodium, Na, and chloride, Cl, but not carbon. And sodium chloride is not an organic molecule. It's salt. It's inorganic. However, vitamin C is organic. It has carbon chains in it. Cannabinoids from hemp are organic. Most of the molecules in your body, but not all of them, are organic in the sense that they have carbon chains and they're part of an organic biological system, which is you. Now, organic molecules can only be created, again, with perhaps very few exceptions, by organic living organisms. Plants, typically. Plants create most organic molecules. Plants synthesize molecules. For example, if you have a plant and it sprouts out of a seed, and then the plant has to build stems and maybe seeds and flowers and fruits and roots and all that stuff. How does it get the matter to do that? It pulls molecules out of the air. It uses carbon dioxide, for example, right? CO2. And it splits it, in essence. It pulls the carbon out of the carbon dioxide And it uses that carbon to build and synthesize its own molecules. This is how an orange tree builds vitamin C. Vitamin C is made of carbon and hydrogen and oxygen. The plant gets hydrogen and oxygen, typically from water and atmosphere, and the carbon right out of the air from carbon dioxide. This is why plants need CO2. This is why CO2 is not a pollutant, by the way. Don't listen to the climate change science hoaxers. Carbon dioxide is the most important nutrient for plants. Without it, plants couldn't build anything. They couldn't grow food. They couldn't, you know, you couldn't have herbs. You couldn't have gardens. You couldn't have crops. Without carbon in the atmosphere, all life as we know it on Earth would die. So it's not a pollutant. It's actually a gift to the planet. But I'm getting off on a tangent there. So the point is that there are organic molecules, that is, i.e. long carbon chain molecules, on the surface of Mars. And these aren't just short, little, small mass molecules like I mentioned, like CBD, for example. It has a mass of 314.23, typically. That's cannabidiol. And there are other molecules like, caffeine. That's a smaller molecule, caffeine. I don't recall the exact mass, but I thought it was like 161 or something like that. It's under 200. There are these smaller molecules. What they found on Mars are much larger molecules that they said were similar to petroleum molecules, which are quite heavy, quite large in terms of mass and, you know, molecular mass. So that's interesting because it takes a certain kind of, you know, complex life form to build complex carbon chain organic molecules. And so essentially what NASA has discovered is irrefutable proof that there has been life on Mars. They're not admitting that there's life there right now at this moment, but they're admitting that life has been there. Now, the interesting thing is that organic molecules, through exposure to the environment, ultraviolet rays, and so on, they will tend to break down over time. Some of them are more resilient than others, but all organic molecules are subject to breaking down or what's called denaturing based on exposure to heat, ultraviolet radiation, sometimes cold, sometimes acidic versus alkaline conditions, and so on. So these molecules do break down over time. For example, CBDA is sensitive to heat, and it will break down into CBD with a carboxylic acid group on the side if you expose it to heat for a very long period of time. That's called decarboxylating CBD molecules. Now, what this means is that when they're finding these long carbon chain organic petroleum-like molecules on Mars, it means that they are fairly recent. These haven't been sitting around for millions of years. I can practically guarantee it. unless there's some mechanism that we don't know yet, these were created fairly recently. Now, since I'm not an expert in astrobiology, I can't tell you the timeline of that, but this is not ancient history. This is life that's been there relatively recently. Perhaps within less than 1,000 years, that would be a very safe guess. Maybe less than 100 years. Maybe right now. Maybe there's life on Mars right now that's making organic molecules. You know, certain parts, maybe the polar regions of Mars, which have liquid water, perhaps. Maybe there's living microorganisms underneath the ice on Mars. Maybe there are, you know, extremophiles there that are producing organic molecules that then the wind is blowing to deposit them on other parts of the planet that NASA is now detecting in the soil. We'll have to wait and see what the actual explanation is. Or maybe there's a lot of life there, plant life, right now. Microbial life. Maybe plant life. And wouldn't it be wild if there were, like, insects on Mars? Like Martian crickets running around, living off the plant life and the lichen and everything else that's there. Anyway, it's a very interesting opening of a door into a window of possibilities of life on Mars. But I tell you, NASA has been covering up the discoveries for decades. And there's no doubt that they're not telling us the whole truth right now either. So read more on this. Stay tuned. Read science.news and space.news. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. You can catch my work at naturalnews.com. Thanks for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products,
even superfoods and nutrients. Nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at HealthRangerStore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra-clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science. Because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods. And even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at HealthRangerStore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science, the best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from HealthRangerStore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food. And you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.